Now, technology's improved many parts of our lives, and hunting is no exception. Laser rangefinders, GPS tracking and motion detectors are just a few of the high-tech devices American hunters are carrying these days to help bag the biggest game. But not all hunters believe using these high-tech aids is fair. Some national hunting organisations are limiting their use, and a small but growing fringe of hunters is forsaking firearms altogether in favour of bows and arrows, spears and atlatls. The latter is an ancient hand weapon that Aztec hunters also used to hurl darts. Mark Thorpe is the executive editor of Peterson's Hunting magazine, and he told Culture Shock's Dennis Nishi about the changing views in the hunting community and the growing popularity of bow hunting.
The Boone and Crockett Club is one of the main organizations that monitors big game populations in this country. They are now changing their rules to prohibit the use of certain technologies to make hunters rely more on what they used to rely on in the past, which would be skill and woodscraft. A lot of that has gone by the wayside in favor of technology, and so they want to kind of turn the clocks back. That's a part of a interest that hunters have in a primitive approach and focusing on the craft of hunting and kind of seeing how difficult it is. And I think that's part of perhaps where bow hunting comes in. People who like to bow hunt are more interested in getting closer to the animal and the techniques involved in the hunt, as opposed to shooting an animal from 300 yards away when it doesn't even know you're there. In this case, it's challenging yourself, it's learning about the environment, it's learning about the animal's habitat, it's learning about the animal. And so bow hunting is kind of the modern extension of things like atlatl hunting, in which you have hunters out there who now are relying more on skill than they are on marksmanship.